You're on.
Blog Talk Radio.
Aloha.
Yes, good evening, everyone. Hi, this is me, Jonathan Alexander, and I'm here to host our show, Life, Laughter, Happiness. And my co-host, Barbara, will be here soon. And today, this is Friday. This is what we call Psychic Night. And we have Richard and Dale Shear. Are you there, Dale?
Yes, Psychic Dale Shear.
Psychic Dale Shear. Absolutely.
Okay, well, what's wrong, John? John, is something wrong here?
No, no, nothing's wrong. Nothing's wrong at all. Just everything's fine. The
okay.
Your voice. Your voice sounds good, by the way, Dale.
Okay, fine. I'm on my old phone, Richard. I'm trying to get the other one set up. Okay. All right. So, what are we doing, Johnny?
Well, we have some people waiting to call. So, would you like for me to put this person in?
Well, as long as you say you're on the air with Psychic Dale Shear, yes.
What I'll do is that I'm going to give out the number first, which will be 516-531-9874. And I'm going to go ahead and put this person on. Area code 330, you are live on the air with Psychic Dale Shear.
Hi, good evening.
Hi, who's this?
Leslie from Manhattan, Kansas.
Hi, Leslie. How you doing?
I'm doing great.
Great. How can I help you?
Yes. A week and a half ago, I had a second interview for a position at my college alma mater back in Ohio, and I'm waiting word on whether I get an offer for that position. It looks like I interviewed well, and they told me it's going to be like in the next few days. Do you see me getting an offer?
Okay. The way I can put it is I can't go with that specific company, but I can say you are getting a job offer, and it's rather quick. And it's going to be a large sum of money involved. And what does tech support have to do with anything?
Working virtually and spending a lot of time on emails, doing research.
Okay, that's good. And that's really good. All I know is that you do get a job right away. Don't panic. Don't panic. Monday is a holiday, so I would call them Tuesday and see if, you know, you got, for some reason, I would call them Tuesday and see, I don't know the right word, if they're interested in hiring you, if they're interested in hiring you.
Yes.
Hello?
Yes.
That's what I would do is wait till Tuesday because today's Friday. Then Monday's a holiday, so Tuesday. I would wait till Tuesday.
Right. That's when I'll get a phone call or call them?
No, you call them. And if you get a phone call, that's great. Okay, but you are getting another job right away. And then you call us back on that, okay?
Yes.
Okay, thank you for calling.
All right, have a good evening.
Okay.
All right. Well, you know, it's good that you're, it's interesting. I was thinking about, like, because Monday being a holiday, but it doesn't seem to be slowing anything down as far as people calling in. So,
probably not, but what about Barbara? What happened to Barbara?
I don't know. My guess is that she's having some, you know, she would never do something. She would never miss a show on purpose. It's more than likely, you know, my guess is that she's probably just trying to get her phone to work or something. I know, Barbara.
I know.
She would never
I know. Because I just got a new phone, So I was playing with it too. So I understand. So let's have Richard take her place, and we'll talk with Richard and you and me. For now.
Okay. Hello.
Okay. Now, did you have another call, Johnny, or what?
Yes, we sure do. Area code. No, it's the area code 530. You're on the air.
Hey guys.
Hi. Who's this?
This is Luca.
Hi, Luca. And where are you calling from?
California.
Okay. What part of California?
Northern. I'm up in the foothills.
Okay.
Oh,
can you tell me exactly
where?
Pardon?
I need to know exactly where.
I am in a little town called Clipper Mills.
Wow. Hmm. Where is that? Is that near Tahoe? Where is that?
Do you know where Nevada City is? Quincy?
Yes, I do.
Extremely north, like up in there, that area.
Oh, okay, so that's California side. Then.
Magalia and Paradise, Chico, all up in there.
Oh, okay. I know where that is.
Yeah.
That's California.
In fact, my city that
I
get food from is Oroville.
Oh, mm-hmm. Wow. Okay, how can I help you?
Just checking to see what you see coming up for me as far as a home. I'm wondering if you see me purchasing or renting right now.
I've
been manifesting on that, and I felt a shift this morning. I was wondering if something's around the pike.
Right. For now, I see renting for a while.
Okay.
And then there will be buying, but... we have a war looming. So in the process of all this, everything may go upside down. Everything may change. So we don't know what Biden's going to do or Putnam's going to do. Personally, I think, it's crazy. But anyway, because of that, I don't want you buying right away. Now it's really not the time to buy because everything is so high priced. What area are you looking for?
I'll just stay right here in this area.
Good. Mm-hmm. Good. You sound like that sounds very safe wherever you are.
Yeah, I like it here. And I don't mind renting. I just needed to know when the next place would come through.
What price range are you looking for?
For rent?
No, for buying.
For buying, I probably have to stay under 200 for right now.
What is available for a few hundred? Where?
200 is like little cabins. There's like cabins sprinkled out throughout here and, smaller little places, which is fine for me. I was actually going to do tiny, but those are a little too tiny.
Okay, when you're saying small places, what's the square footage?
Like 800.
Okay, that's not too bad. That's not bad.
I mean, just these little towns have little things like that.
I'm still trying to figure out where you're at. That's what's blowing me away. Give me your big city is what?
Oroville.
Where?
Oroville.
Oroville. Okay, Oroville. I'm not that familiar with that area. So if I went down
Chico?
Highway 50. Yeah, but I don't know exactly where. I've heard of Chico. I know it's down by Sacramento.
North
of Sacramento.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so
and I'm north
gonna
of
be,
Sacramento.
It's going to be all good, but just rent for now, and then you will be able to buy. But let's just see what I'm waiting stock market and everything else to see what's happening with this. If there's going to be a supposed war or not.
Okay,
so I'd just say put yourself on a hold pattern in that area.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, honey?
Thanks.
All right.
Thanks for calling. I was going to say, Richard?
No.
I mean, not Richard.
Yes.
Johnny?
Cool.
Johnny?
Okay. Yes.
Can you put your phone number
out
there again?
Yes. Okay. All right. Well, thank you.
Johnny?
Okay. No.
You keep saying okay, but What are you doing?
I'm sorry. I was looking at something. Well, yes. The number is 516-531-9874. Okay?
And that's for free reading.
For a free reading, yes.
By Psychic Dale Shear.
By Psychic Dale Shear.
Okay, right. Have you been texting Barbara, or did you get anything?
Yes, I've been texting her. She'll be on shortly. Don't worry about her. She, like I said, she would never do anything on purpose. And she's just, you know, we.
Okay.
All right. Are you ready for another caller?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Area code 917. You are on the air.
Hello.
Yeah, hello.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes.
Barely. Okay, wait, Richard, is that you talking or is that the guy? I can't tell the difference in the voice.
Sorry about that. How are you doing? My name is Ashil. I'm calling from New York City.
Oh, New York. Okay. What part of New York?
Midtown Manhattan.
Yeah, I'm familiar. Very much so. I grew up in Jersey, so I know. How can I help you?
I'm just trying to see what's coming up in terms of my career.
And what type of work are you doing now?
I was self-employed. I was selling online for several years now, but I decided to stop this year to see if I can get a job or try something else.
Okay. I don't understand what the first thing is that you said. So what are you?
I was selling online. I was selling online up till the end of last year. So,
okay, Johnny, do you understand what he's saying?
Not really.
You go set online, what does that mean?
Oh, I was selling online, skincare online. Okay,
selling online.
Yeah.
Oh, product. Oh, okay. So what are you trying to look for now?
Try something else.
Okay, like what?
Maybe get a job and eventually go back to my business later on. So that's what I had in
mind. My question is, what type of job do you want?
Maybe retail, because I've experienced retail.
Not a good time for retail. We're just coming out of the COVID, so retail is taking a big hit. You know, try Amazon.com and try doing something online with them. They pay really good money, and, you know, all that, those big companies pay really good money.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, do I see you getting another job? Yes. I always see you having a job. I don't see you having a problem getting a job whatsoever. So, you know, it's good.
Okay.
Where are you from originally?
Part French, part African.
That's what I thought. Okay.
Can you hear me?
French? Are you saying French?
Part French, part Africa.
Oh, bonsoir, monsieur. Bonsoir.
Bonsoir,
comment allez-vous?
Madame, ça va? Ça va bien et vous?
Mm. oui, très bien. Très bien. Et vous, Daniel, in English, in American?
Pardon? Dis encore? C'est pas bien compris.
Just a little. Just a little.
No, that's not bad. I understand what you're saying.
Yeah. Bon chance, monsieur. Bon chance.
Merci.
Enchanté, monsieur. Enchanté.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Okay,
thank you, monsieur.
Yeah, I speak a little French. Whenever I find someone that is French, I like to try get my French out.
Okay.
I always speak enough to get by, enough to in Paris anyway.
Now,
I speak
being,
enough.
How much French do you know?
A little. Enough to get by. Between hand signals and France, French. I could get by in Paris very easily. But, you know, the thing is about Paris, the more you speak French to them, they speak English to you. It's crazy.
I've heard countries like Spain and Finland are very big on English and being able to speak it.
Yeah, they also, if you say something to them in French, they want to practice their English. So they say something to you in English. It's crazy. I love it. I love it.
Okay.
I mean, I love Paris. I mean, if I could live anywhere, that's where I would live, besides here, you know. I was going to tell you, I went and saw the movie Dog, the opening of the movie Dog. Did you hear about that?
No. No, I never heard about it.
Where have you been? Dog is a new movie out. It's about kind of the military. And they have Rangers in the Army, and they use these dogs. And explain what that is, Richard.
Sorry.
The dog
Okay.
Explain with the Rangers and the military and the Army what that is.
Well, that's like in the Army. Navy SEALs use them. You know, all these outfits, they're used over when you're out in a battle situation. They're good for sniffing out landmines and anything like that. And when they're used, they become very close to their handlers, or you can reverse that and say the handlers become very close with the dogs. And there have been a number of stories where the dogs go home and stay with the handler when they come back from active duty. And I think this movie is about that.
Yes, exactly about that. And it's been all over commercials on TV. So I wanted to see it. And so I went to the opening this morning at 12:40. So it was great. Yeah, I really enjoyed it because I have a German Shepherd. They use it's not a Shepherd they use. What's that other one they use, Richard? The Mal?
Oh, golly. It's got me on that at the moment.
Blythe had the name of it, but it uses a very similar to the Shepherd, but the dogs that they use, they train, are wonderful. And it's a movie for military people that they definitely should see. It's super, super, super good. And the reason I wanted you to see it, Richard, is the fact I want to know how accurate it was, or I wanted to know about the military part, or I wanted to know how, beside being accurate, I just wanted to, that's what I wanted to know.
Yeah. I'm sure it is. And, of course, the handlers and the dogs become very close. And they're just like, you know, one of the buddies in your own next to you, no matter which military outfit you're with.
They save the handler's life many times. So, you know, anyway. So what's going on, Johnny, with Barbara or anything?
Barbara is going to be on in a little bit. I was just talking to her. She's okay. She's just – it's just that, you know, she's going – I think she had to she was in a place where there was a lot of noise, and she didn't want to be disruptive. Oh. And she's going to try to get in a quiet place so that she can call, and that's why. But she'll be here shortly.
Okay.
I'm going to go ahead and give up the number. It's 516-531-9874. And are you ready for our next caller?
No. That's for what, Johnny? What is that for? What's the number for?
This is to talk to Psychic Dale here.
For free readings.
For free readings. All right?
Go ahead.
You ready now? Okay,
yeah, sure.
Area code 416, you're on the phone with Psychic Dale Shear.
Hello?
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 Well,
hello, you there?
John, go to the next person, please.
Okay. All right. Area code 540, you're on the air.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, hi, who's this?
Hi, my name's Amina, it's nice meeting you. Dale, correct?
Yeah, wait, what is your name?
Amina.
Amina, I detect a back east accent. What's going on? Where are you from?
Virginia.
That's not back east. Have you been to back east, or you have a back east accent?
No.
It's very weird.
What is it? Back east?
Yeah, New York. You have a New York accent.
Oh, it's probably because, you know, we're not so far, at least. I'm right outside D.C., so it's like only 4 hours.
Oh, maybe. Okay.
Yeah,
and what was your name again?
Amina. My name's Amina. So Jonathan actually invited me. Thank you, Jonathan. And I wanted to say thank you for writing that that card deck back in, I don't even know what years, in the 80s, I guess it would be by now, The Trough for Beginners, the guide for the trough card reading. I want to thank you for that.
You mean
that was
tarot.
My first
you mean,
oh, well, yes.
Mean,
tarot.
It's called Tarot for Beginners.
Correct, yeah.
Right. Yeah, I wrote
that
book.
That was my first one. That was my first introduction, so.
It should be very accurate.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, I loved it. I studied that thing.
Yeah, I know. It's extremely accurate, the book. It's great. And you can get that on my website, Dale, D-A-Y-L-E, Shear, SCHEAR.com.
Oh, that's good to know, because
okay.
I misplaced it since then. So I'll definitely do that.
I'll send you one. I only have a few left. So
if you
leave your phone number, if you want to text me your address or phone number or whatever.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I can ask Jonathan. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah.
808.
It's 808-372-1816.
1816. So
yeah,
808-372-1816. I got it.
Right. Now, there is a small charge for that. I think it's like $10. And so if you would text John your credit card, name and address, and I'll sign it for you. Okay?
Oh, that would be wonderful. I would love that. And I
yeah,
love
you have
books,
to do
so
that.
It'll be a
card.
Part of my private collection forever.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much. That book just outsells everything. People love it.
Good memories of it.
Thank
okay.
you. Credit card expiration date and your CVS mm-hmm. number, and then your name, address, and your address where I can send it to. Okay, and it would be
okay.
under ESPN me Dale Shear. And it's $10.
Okay, I got it. And that's you want
okay.
me to text it to that number? Do you want me to text that number, the information, or do you want me to get a hold of
you
Jonathan?
You can, and then I'll destroy your credit card on it. I mean, I'll delete it.
Okay, that'd be great. All right. So I'm glad that I got to talk to you. I don't really know a question. I just have a feeling that I'm supposed to be here. I really believe in manifestation and timing and things, and I just have a feeling. So I don't know what that feeling is exactly. I don't know maybe if you do.
Well, a feeling about what, though, sweetie? That's what I don't get.
Just about life and, I guess, the direction of life and just living
okay,
up to my highest potential.
I can't do a full-on reading with you.
Okay,
because,
yes,
you know,
I understand
that.
That
takes time. You would have to call my number and get a whole reading if you want. But you're living in Virginia, right, you said?
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I do believe you have psychic ability. I do believe that you should be helping people as well.
Mm-hmm.
You have the ability, even through the cards, or, you know, doing readings that way or in person or, you know,
mm-hmm.
you're a life counselor or whatever. You could do all that.
I do coaching. And I've had a
Same
lot of people
thing.
Say that I have a lot of, like, energy, and they can sense that when they hear me or talk to me, and they say that it brings
mm-hmm.
them joy, so which is really interesting for me because I'd never never would suspect that, but I get that a lot lately. I don't.
Richard, hold back.
I can feel it. I'm sorry. I can feel the energy.
Oh, me too.
I'm glad you can. I'm kind of worried about Barbara right now, so.
Oh, don't worry.
It's me. I just said me too. No, I've been listening to the whole thing. Was the one who said me too. I can feel her energy too.
Oh,
she's so right.
You're here.
Yes.
You always make me feel so secure, Barbie. Thank you.
Well, I feel
Did you hear?
That. I feel that. I felt that too. I don't want to interrupt the caller, and I want you guys to continue. But I can tell your little word down that I wasn't there yet, and I'll tell you why after you're done.
Okay. No, but basically that's about life coaching or coaching and doing what you do. And I feel that you'd be very good at it, sweetheart. And I also see you writing a book or doing something with the book and having fun with that. And that's what I see.
Oh, that's wonderful. Okay, because I do want to make a book about manifestations and mindset. So I kind of started it last year, but I never finished it.
There has been many books written on manifestation, many, 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 many books written, but you have to make yours just a little bit different, you know. People don't understand. I'm trying to write something on signs in the road. In other words, how to follow your signs, you know. And you could be, I don't know, weird things happen and then, you know, you get a sign and then you follow that sign. I'll give you a real quick idea. Okay, let me give you a quick idea. It's important. There's a movie called Kevin. If you look on Netflix, whatever, it's called Kevin, K-E-V-I-N. And it's about a guy that gets the wrong... Huh? Oh,
That's
really?
My brother's name.
Okay. Well, this guy gets a phone call. And they ask for Kevin. He goes, well, there's no Kevin here. And the guy said, well, there has to be da-da-da-da-da. There's no Kevin here. He hangs up the phone, and he realizes that must be a sign. So he goes all over the place that anything that says Kevin will pop up, he'll follow it. Kevin this, Kevin that, he'll follow it. And he keeps following it throughout the whole movie. And it ends in a crescendo of why Kevin, he saved somebody's life in the water. They jumped in the water, and he jumped after it, and the guy's name was Kevin. So he could apply the sign to Kevin. You see what I'm saying? So I believe there are so many signs. There's so many signs that I follow all the time. In fact, I saw one today in the movies, and I'm trying to get my brain on it, on what it was. But, you know, so I like books on signs, learning how to read the signs in the road along the way. Okay, but you write that book, okay?
Yeah, thank you so much.
Okay.
All right.
I'll have a copy. I'll read it. And don't,
thank you.
And don't forget to text me at the 808-372-1816, okay?
1816.
If I don't get back to you
right
away, it's because I'm playing with my new phone and trying to get it activated.
Okay, okay. Sounds good. Thank you.
Okay.
Well,
hi, Barbie.
Hi.
Hi, Barbie.
Hi. I just got caught up in a very loud area without cell service, picking up my car, and like I heard motorcycles and cars, and mine was getting serviced, and it was just taking longer than I thought because he was doing favors for me, you know, adding my sparkly license plate, things like that. And I'm like, oh my gosh, my show, and then I run, I run all the way down to a different area, and I just texted Johnny, because if I try to call and interrupt, that is so interruptive and it's loud. I mean, what's the point? You know, you're in the middle of something.
No, you're fine.
So I said, just ease me in.
Did you hear the part that I said I saw the new movie Dog? Did you hear that at
No,
all?
I only heard this last caller, and I don't remember that with her.
Okay, I saw the movie Dog. They just released it. It's been there's been trailers on it all over the place, and
who's
it's about
it?
The military. Huh?
Who is in it?
Oh, I can't think.
A big star.
Yes.
Yeah, the dog.
No, the guy.
Oh, Richard.
I can't think of his name. Just look up Dog. D-O-G.
Okay.
Okay. And it'll tell you right there. But it was a you know, it's really cute. And it was about the military and how they use dogs and how they train them and how, I don't know, Richard's better at saying it than I am. Richard, you say.
Well, yeah, they train them to go with them when you have to go off, especially in a battle situation. And the parts I think of them is they are good sniffers, so they find landmines. They're good at that. They're good at sniffing trouble coming in. They're great companions, and there's many a handler. There's been many stories on handlers coming out of the military and then wanting to get their dogs back. And because, you know, well, if you're out in a battle scene and the dog is with you, it's right there in your lap and everything, they become great, great companions and lifesavers. And I'll shut up right there. Okay?
Okay, so I went and saw that, and I enjoyed it very much. But at the same token, I got a new phone because my son is stepping away, so I need to help my husband and our friends to set it up. So I almost was late, too, so don't feel bad. Are you there, Bart? Hello?
Yes, she's here.
Hi, Bart.
Oh, you guys, I just was loud again in a loud area, so I got back in my car.
Okay.
I don't want to do that to you guys, but I do know that whoever, whatever movie or TV show you guys suggest is always good. So everybody, take heed in that because it always is good. You guys have the best taste in TV and food.
All right.
I saw something that was a sign in the movie, and it was a book. And Richard, what do you call those, the guys in the Army, what are they called? Like the SEALs, what are they called?
Well, they're Special Forces.
No,
Green Beret.
No, it's not Green Beret. It's Army.
Well, that's Army, dear.
No,
that is Army.
Yeah, but it wasn't Green Beret. It was something else.
Navy SEAL. Okay, there was Navy SEAL.
They're very
Green Beret,
similar Navy
Special
SEAL.
Forces.
Special
what about
forces?
Special
Forces?
None
of those. I can't remember.
I thought that
them.
Was...
Well, yeah. Anyway, go.
Anyway.
So what's your question?
I forgot. I'm not remembering real good today. Not
but they
good
changed
day.
All that, you guys. They changed it a lot. I just want to tell you, because I saw a documentary recently on that. And, Richard, they've even made another unit of Special Forces called... It's a new one. It really is.
A new one.
Yes, it's a new one. Yeah,
uh-oh.
It is.
Anyway, I like this movie very much, and I thought Richard would enjoy it, you know? Mm-hmm. But anyway, it's really good. But, okay, Johnny, do we have another call? I'm sorry.
We sure do. Now, I'm going to try this person again because I talked to her. So,
okay.
Area code 416, you're on the air with Psychic Dale Shear. Are you there?
Yes, I'm right here. Hello.
Yes.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, Dale. Hi, Johnny.
Hi.
Thank you for giving me this opportunity to ask a question. Yes.
What is your name? What is your name?
Yeah, my name is Joanna.
And
Alex.
Where are you from? Where are you from?
And I am from Toronto.
Oh, Canada.
Canada. And
can you get us all the way in Canada?
Yeah.
They get us all the way everywhere. We've had people call in from the Philippines before.
Yeah, they've called in from London. It's really weird. Okay.
Yeah.
So I want to say this.
what's with television? What's with movies? What's with being on a show or wanting to be on a show? What is that? Is that connected with
you? Oh,
wow,
yes. You're picking up my passion. My passion and my drive is actually to get more exposure so that I can help people awaken to their truth. And I've written a book that is channeled, and it's all about that, how to return to our spiritual truth. And I really want to get this book out there. I want this book to land in the hands of everyone worldwide. And I'm thinking the best way to do that is through media reach. So I'm thinking about newspaper, getting myself out there into TV, any media outlet.
Okay, let me tell you this. Is the book already finished?
Yes, the book is finished. It's been out now 2 years. A couple months.
Can you listen to me instead of talking?
Yes.
Okay. I've written 5 books. Richard's written 9. The thing is right now with books, best way is Amazon.com is to get it on there. Now, do you have that in Canada?
Yes, it's already on there.
Oh, it is? Okay.
Yes, it's available
on
Amazon. But
over-talking me. I try to talk, but you jump in.
Oh, sorry, okay. All right.
Okay?
Yep.
So then I lose my thought process, all right?
All right.
All right. Well, it's real simple. If you're already on Amazon, you can buy some 10-second commercials and promote the book. You can do it that way. There's getting into the media and stuff like that and getting the book. You just have to keep trying and trying and trying. But because of COVID, they're not having people in the studio a lot. They are having it through Zoom or whatever, okay? So it's going to take a while, but we do have a war looming, so who knows, you know? But at the same token...
You were cutting out.
What?
You were cutting out. I didn't hear that.
What part didn't you hear?
Let's hear your voice.
Yes.
Can you hear me now?
No, you're not good.
I'm sorry?
Can you hear me now?
Oh, yes.
Now
you're...
I can say is Amazon.com, getting 10-second commercials, doing all that stuff. You will make it on talk shows and will do fine, but it's going to probably be through Zoom, not in person.
I'm sorry, you said that I will be where on Zoom?
Well, on Zoom, you know what Zoom is. It's people. I'm not understanding you, sweetheart. I really am not.
You said that you would be on talk shows on Zoom, but not in person.
No, okay, yes. Okay, yes, thank you. I understand that.
Only because of the COVID.
Yes.
Okay, so you have a bright future, so just hang in there.
I'm just wondering about the pitch that I sent yesterday to a newspaper. Do you see this happening, that they will they will accept my offer and my topics so that they can write an article on the topics that I've presented.
Okay, but newspapers are out of date. They'll probably take anything. So chances are about 75%, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But keep in mind, newspapers, and books as well are just like, they're not available at the moment. People have used Kindle and everything else. So the best way to do it would be through Tinder and Facebook and everything else. Okay?
Yes, I am on social media, and I also have a YouTube channel.
Oh, good.
But I'm just wondering, is this process that I'm undergoing now, sending pitches to the media, do you see this happening for me?
Yes, I do.
It's
and order. For now, I can't do a whole reading, otherwise I'll have to charge you. So you can call my number at 808-372-1816, okay?
All right. Thank you.
Thank you,
ma'am.
Barbara, are you there?
Yes. I'm finally in a calmer place. I'm just glad to get my car back. I haven't had it for 3 days, and it was hard getting Priscilla to school. I had to arrange all of that because it was time for a service. And that happened on Valentine's Day.
Well,
the light went off.
My car service. That reminds me. I got to call and get it serviced too. Okay, I got your point.
Right.
I know.
That's bad. I put that off, you guys, and then the light went on like it was overheating. It's like my brand new car. Oh my gosh. I had it flatbedded over to the nearest place, and it was 7 o'clock. And everything was closed. This nice guy answered. He said, we will wait for you. But he goes, you don't even have to wait. Just drop it off. And I did. And the tow truck driver dropped me at my home. And I'm going to write them some really nice Yelp reviews. That is so nice, right? Yeah.
It was something minor. Barbara, you have as many dramas as I do.
Oh, no. Nobody does.
No,
everything is important. Everything is super important. You know, we have to have it all taken care of. And then when people are nice at the same time and doing extras, I mean, they washed my car. They came and picked me up.
What did you say, Dale? You have that many what? What did you
drama.
Say? She has many what? What?
I'm not understanding you, Johnny. What are you saying?
You said that Barbara had the most of anybody that you've seen. Many of what? What were you saying? You said many of?
Oh, she has as many dramas as I do.
Okay.
I mean, just things don't always go the way we plan.
I know, and I didn't want to take a chance. Can you imagine if I would have burned up my beautiful Jaguar engine, and just because I was putting the oil in correctly, whatever, it needed a new thermostat, which was a minor problem that happens all the time to any car. So thank goodness. But it's a Jag, so it takes a while to get the parts. But I'm so glad I found these people, and they were so wonderful to me, and they deserve a good Yelp review. And you guys, Yelp has a social media platform now, don't you know?
Yeah, that's cool. Okay,
Johnny,
do you have anybody else right now?
Yes, we do. We have some more callers. Okay, caller, area code 805, you are on the air with Psychic Dale Shear.
Hi, Dale, this is Donna. Oh, I wanted to let you know the actor and dog is Tatum Channing.
That's right, Tatum Channing. Okay.
He's handsome.
Gorgeous.
Yeah.
Very good looking.
Oh, I asked my husband because I have been stuck on 90-day fiancé for about 6 months. So I haven't watched any TV, big TV. So I said to my husband, is that guy famous? He goes, oh, yeah, he's really famous. And I go, I saw him being famous. He is gorgeous.
He's gorgeous. Yeah. I want to go see the movie. Thanks for suggesting that.
Keep it going. Huh? Wait, I want to say, keep in mind, I thought it would be like a comedy. It's not. It's all about the military, and it's how they train dogs and how they get close to you, and how this one dog, Lulu, loves the guy. And it's very, very, it's a touching movie.
Oh, good. I love those kind of movies. Okay. Well, I'm going to go this weekend. Oh, yes. My love life. Is anything coming in, do you see for me? I've done a lot of healing on myself. The last couple months, I've had visions, I've had apparitions, and I feel like a lot of healing has been done. So I'm happy about that because I had a real hard life and, you know, a lot of tragedies happened. And, yeah, so I feel very, very good now.
Well, you know what? We all have, sweetheart. And
haven't we, though? It's not the truth. We have. Life, yeah.
We all have. So I wanted to say, and I'm very, you know, yes, like I was smiling. How old are you, sweetie?
67. I'll be 68 in April. But I look younger. I look an actor.
Have you not been married or...
Right on the sea. I've never been married.
Okay.
I've had relationships, but I never married.
That's a weird, because every time I pick that up, it's just like, why am I picking that up? You know, it's so bizarre. And the only problem is you're set in your ways in a lot of ways, you know, but you really should try 90-day fiancé. It's really good.
What is it?
It's called Barbara. Hello.
I knew you were going to tell me to describe it. It's basically mail away brides or vice versa. Or both. You know, they meet somebody from far away and they have to say, okay, we are going to be engaged and we're going to have a long distance relationship. Then we're going to meet. And then the whole thing is, I want to marry you. So when it doesn't work out for marriage, they're very disappointed, even though they start, they have to be engaged for 90 days, live together in one of the countries. They maybe go to both countries, right, Dale? And then there's drama. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, it's wonderful. 90-day fiancé. But, I mean, I'm telling you, this is a place to look. I mean, you pick any country you want, including the United States, any country you want.
Mm-hmm.
And you try to get connected, you know, just go on Facebook or whatever, and you get connected with these guys, and you pick one, and you have a relationship with them on the email for a couple of months, and then you decide if you want the guy to come over or you want to go there. And it goes on from there. It goes, you have 90 days, you apply for a visa one, and you have 90 days to marry the guy. And if you don't marry him within 90 days, then he sends you back or you send him back. So it's kind of like
that. I'd be afraid that somebody would want to marry me because also, I don't have a good catch, but because they want the green card.
You know, everybody says that. And that's not at the furthest from the truth, because they've shown hundreds of people on the 90-day, and they're not after a green card. They do want to live a better life in the U.S., and they do want to stay with the person they're with till death do they part. But some do and some don't, and some get divorced. But no, it's not about the green card.
Good.
Right,
Barb? Is that a website you can go to for that?
No, it's not. No. They want to really try to find love, and they want to do something fantastic. And you know, one of the girls became even more famous and given her own show because she was a twin, and they thought it was exciting. She was kind of sexy and very dramatic, and now they have their own show together. So
yeah,
things come with it as well, celebrity things, opportunities.
Mm-hmm. I'm into the 1,000-pound sisters.
I haven't watched that yet. Which is hilarious.
It's on channel TLC, whatever channel you get that, if you just watch it, but it'll say 90 Day Fiancé. That is one way of doing it. The other ways are joining just some, you know, Oh, God, what do you call it? I can't even think today. Barbara, what do you call it?
Are you asking the other sites to get on?
Maybe
Millionaire Matchmaker. That's on television.
Oh,
Patty
I think
Danger. She's a nice lady, actually. Yeah, and she's serious about it. I actually saw one of my friends on there once, a guy.
There's a Matchmaker on TV?
Yeah, she has a great business, actually. It's a real business. And then they gave her a show. And, okay, let me tell you one thing, though. When I saw one of the episodes, I saw this guy that I actually had a date with when I lived in Vegas. And he was nice. He was okay, but I wasn't interested in him. You know, he picked me up in, like, a little, not a very fancy car at all. We just went to a normal dinner. But in the show, they had him in a helicopter ride with her. They really make it look like this is his helicopter, his life.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you right now, he does not have one at all. He didn't try to impress me with anything. I'll tell you right now.
You can also join the dating sites because, you see, you're fussy. And you're not going to marry right away. So, I mean, as long as you're going to be fussy, I would try the 90-day thing. And if it works, it works. And if it doesn't, it doesn't. But, I mean, you know, there's a lot of gorgeous men and there's a lot of gorgeous women on that side. It's pretty nice.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Hmm.
I think country.
I'm 67. They probably take young.
That's
no.
not true.
No. It's everything.
It's 67.
Oh, they
don't? No. 67 are going to a guy that are 20 years younger. And they
So, 10 years would be good.
Well, you could say you could look around. I mean, you know, take your pick. It's like a shopping market.
But just be real. Be real. Anyway. When you fly, if you meet them and you don't look like your picture, and you're thousands and thousands of miles in a foreign country away, you don't want him to say, oh, my gosh, you don't look like your pictures all disappointed. Because that is very humiliating.
Exactly.
And
no, you have to be very upfront.
They do that, though.
I've been watching it lately. I mean, I'm up at 2 in the morning watching this stupid show. I can't believe it. I even have a cry. Whatever. I applied as a psychic
binge
healer
watching.
On this show. I mean, I applied. I actually got a connection from the producer of 90 Days, and I applied. So, you know, we'll see what happens. But anyway, what else can I do for you? Or have I answered the question at all?
Well,
Richard, I need you to be quiet. Thank you.
To get on the show 90 days. But see, here's another thing. I don't have kids, but I have 8 brothers and sisters, and I would not go to another country because they mean too much to me. I have my own life here, you know.
Fine, then have them come here.
Yeah, that would be okay.
Yeah, you have them come here.
Yeah.
And 8 brothers and sisters, there are families that have 10 people in it. So just see what I mean by you being really, 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 you pick things apart. So you can have one of your friends or family introduce you to someone.
Yeah, they don't. They just kind of stay to themselves. They don't have a lot of friends. You know, they just kind of stick with their families, their kids, their husbands. Yeah.
Okay, you get your mic. Was there anything else that I can help you with?
Yes, I wanted to know, please, is my finances, are they going to get better? Because a lot of times I'm lucky and I have windfalls, and I am getting a couple inheritances, but that's way down the line. And so I'm not, you know, depending on any of that because, you know, I want them to live a long life and everything. But do you see anything else coming in for me? Because I feel like I did a lot of healing and all, and I think that something's coming in for me. I just don't know what, but I'm very positive.
I think you have to trust your own feeling on that. I don't predict on the lottery or I don't predict on any of those things. Because if psychics could do that, then we wouldn't be working as psychics. I'll be very honest with you.
Exactly.
But I can honestly say I do see, you know, the windfall coming in the other direction, you know. So that's what I do see.
Oh, Oh, so a windfall then. Good. Good. Wonderful. Okay. Well, thank you, Dale. Thank you so much for talking to you, and have a wonderful evening.
Thank you.
Yeah. Aloha.
Thank you. That was fun.
Barbara, talk to me. I'm running out of breath.
Okay. I know. That happens to me, too. I have a question in case you feel something, because I got some news out of the blue today. I know nothing bad or good. I know nothing. I just would like to know, what do you think about my dad? Is he doing well? Do you get any feelings about him at all right now?
Where is he located?
He lives in Arizona, where we moved away from. So we were near him for a couple of years, and now he's staying there. And his girlfriend moved away, too, so he's all there by himself. I know he's lonely, but he will never tell me because he doesn't want me to worry. I just want to know how he really is doing, even physically.
Okay. He's doing okay, but he needs you to go visit him.
Just got off the plane, Dale. He just got off the plane he called me before he got on. He's like, flying in today, and I'll see you later.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh,
okay,
Dale.
Good.
I didn't get lucky on the housing queen today. What?
He has something very important to tell you.
That's what just came into my mind. I wasn't even thinking about it, and then I thought, I hope it's okay. I hope he's okay. Do you feel anything?
Barbara,
yes.
I don't have a picture of him to let you know that, but he will tell you on his own. Okay?
Wait, I missed it because you're fuzzy. You're fuzzy. He's
okay.
Going to tell me on his own what?
Just a minute. Just a minute. Okay. There is a reason he wants to come. Okay.
And he just sold his Corvette, too. He sent me a picture today that he's like, here's the new owner of my Corvette.
Stop cutting me off and let me finish.
Yes, but I see how they do. Okay, I'm not going to cut you off, but I see how it's hard not to. Because we're so anticipating. I mean, this is our life. Okay, Dale, go ahead.
Okay. Thank you. It's something he needs to tell you that's very important. He wants to spend some time with you, and it's something he's been wanting to say for a while. So let him just say what he needs to say, okay? I don't know good, bad, or different. I don't have a picture of him.
Okay. Well, thank you. Okay, so the picture helps.
Mm-hmm.
I've got so many pictures, but I just thought since you needed a little – oh, my God, you needed a break, and I asked you to do a reading. Sorry.
Well, that's okay. We're out of time, and I'm going to take that out of time right now.
Okay. Sounds good.
All right.
Well, everybody, have a great weekend, and thank you, Dale. Thanks for all the callers and all the help that you gave them, and it's always so fun to do the show with you, Johnny and Richard, every Friday. So don't forget, everybody, get your questions ready. Write them down for next Friday with Psychic Dale Scheer. And if you want to reach her anytime, go to DaleScheer.com. What was that, Dale?
Yeah, Dale, DaleScheer, Scheer, SCHEAR.com. And it's 808-372-1816, okay?
Yeah, you have a direct way to dial your psychic. Use it, everybody.
Let me know what happens with your father. I'm very interested, okay?
Okay, mm-hmm. I'll see him in 2.5 hours, and I will let you know. Okay,
okay.
Love you, guys.
Okay.
Aloha.
Aloha. Bye-bye.
Aloha.